Okay, we're going to turn to another issue. The triple lock is the stipulation. Well, Orla Ryan, you explain the triple lock to the listeners. We get into the discussion then with the panel.
Yeah, so basically, in order for more than 12 Irish troops to participate in an overseas peacekeeping mission, three things need to happen. The operation must be mandated by the United Nations, it must be approved by the government, and it must be approved by a vote in the Dáil. So Simon Harris today, he said that Ireland is seeking to abandon that restriction because it's unfair that basically... The requirement for the UN resolution means that the permanent members of the UN Security Council, that's the US, Russia, France, the UK and China, can veto the deployment of peacekeeping missions. So Simon Harris speaking today basically said it's absurd that Russia would effectively have a veto on where we can send peacekeeping troops. So that was part of the reasoning, or his reasoning, of why they want to get rid of the triple lock mechanism.
All right. Chris McManus, part of the reason your party, Sinn Féin, is against the EU Migration and Asylum Pact is for reasons of Irish sovereignty. If any of the permanent members of the Security Council have an effective veto over where Ireland can send its troops, does that not undermine Ireland's sovereignty?
Well, first of all, let's go back to the core of the issue that we're discussing, is the Taoiseach's talk about removing the triple lock. The government has no mandate to drop the triple lock. We've seen that there have been commitments given to the Irish people during numerous referenda in the Fianna Fáil's 2020 general election manifesto, and indeed for the programme of government there was a commitment on the retention of the triple lock, and less than impartial consultative forum, the chair of it last year said, and I quote, "No public appetite for a change to the current position on neutrality. Neutrality has served us well. It has given us standing across the world. And it's disappointing to see this continual," in the words of our president, Michael Dee, "this dangerous drift." And it's incremental. PESCO, PFP, which is a part of NATO. You know, we're continuously seeing this chipping away at and trying to nudge the debate into some sense of that the Irish people are going to accept anything less than the triple lock.
Barry Andrews.
Sinn Féin have said they're not going to unwind our membership of PESCO or Partnership for Peace if they are in government automatically. That's official policies for Sinn Féin right now. The triple lock is completely outdated. Every single member state of the European Union has changed its defence posture and its security posture since the invasion of Ukraine.
What's wrong with having a UN mandate for peacekeeping missions?
Because there's a veto in the Security Council of the permanent members. So if, for example, Estonia was attacked by Putin tomorrow, we couldn't send more than 12 troops without Russia's permission. Now, I mean, you don't have to be strategic.
But Ireland's not part of NATO.
There's no obligation. But, you know, maybe we should, you know, we should send some help to a fellow EU members attacked by somebody. Do you not think we should do that? And we can't do it because Russia would. That's too totally absurd.
Right. And so Michael Fitzmaurice, one of the things that's cited as what's prevented by the triple lock is, the Army Ranger Wing is trained for close personal protection. It could be sent abroad with either to effect, close personal protection is, you know, when the Taoiseach goes abroad. They're effectively bodyguards. Any more than 12 of them, they can't be sent. The emergency response unit of the Gardaí, who would presumably be needed here at home on standby, have to be sent instead.
Yeah, well, I think, in fairness, if there's 12 or 15 or 20 of Ranelle to afford them to go out, there's something very wrong. I think Chris said it all there, if you listen to Chris Andrews. He says if some country that's in NATO, the way I see it going in the Dáil at the moment, that there's a push that Ireland would give up its neutrality, that Ireland would be heading towards NATO. And I do not agree with that and never will agree with that. I believe if we need to do things, we should be putting proper vessels to protect our shores instead of having some of them lying idle. I think we need to invest in our own security. But above all things, I do not think that we should be given up on our neutrality or getting rid of the triple lock.
It's not the same. Nobody is arguing for NATO. It'll never happen. There's no appetite
for Ireland. You're after saying, should we help a country that's in NATO?
No. They're in the European Union.
In NATO.
They're in the European Union. I think we should, there may be circumstances down the road where we might want to give some assistance to a fellow EU
member. So we're going
member,
to go get involved
like just
NATO.
One voice at
and
a time.
Plus, I didn't say that she would be bound to it. It would be entirely our decision. So we're not aligned to the European Union, to the European Common Defence. We're not aligned to NATO, to the NATO treaty. But we should be able to make sovereign decisions about how we deploy our troops overseas.
All right. Chris McManus.
Well, just to correct one thing, is Sinn Féin have said that we will commit to whatever ongoing engagements that we are at by the time we take over, but then we would review them if and when at the earliest convenience that we could. Look, let's be very clear about this. There is an attempt at an EU level within CU in your EU management, for want of a better word, starting at the top at Ursula von der Leyen, who increasingly just see quite arrogantly that the EU and NATO are beginning to overlap. She talks about the need for an EU defence commissioner. No recognition at all that several member states in the EU are neutral. An attempt to continual increase of the budget of the European Defence Fund, you know, and that, you know, move, and it's incremental, as I said, but there's this sense of that certain political parties want to be part of, get the pat in the head,
well, just
and say
we're part of. Under the current structures in the EU, under enhanced cooperation, people don't have to cooperate on a military level. The countries that are neutral at the moment are Malta, Austria and Ireland. So Ireland can give civilian assistance to the likes of Ukraine. They don't have to opt in and give military assistance.
No, and I recognise that. But as I said, there has been a systematic move or an attempt by Ursula von der Leyen, and I've heard Donald Tusk, the Polish Prime Minister, said it recently, where he talked about an EU army being able to defend itself.
But sure, what has the triple lock got to do with that?
No, the bottom line is this: it means we have to have a cornerstone of foreign policy, and it has to be, for us in Sinn Féin, it's one of neutrality, and that means that whether it's regarding within the EU, or whether it's we take our mandate from the United Nations. The United Nations is not perfect, but at the end of the day, it is the one international organisation
It hasn't mandated a peacekeeping mission since 2014.
No, and I want to go back to one thing.
Dan called for a ceasefire today in Gaza.
Yeah, and who is using the veto? The one country that's actually used the veto more than any other, which is the United States of America. You know, while the Taoiseach seems to be getting quite wound up in regards to the potential of Russian troops somehow blocking our peacekeeping efforts, the Taoiseach has been pulling troops out of the Golan Heights under a UN mandate.
I don't know what that's got to do with the triple lock, but I mean...
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, Michael Putzmorris.
Hey, can I just say one thing? Have a look at how long our defence forces have gone out to the Lebanon and other places and done great work. Hasn't the triple lock served as well for the number of years that's there?
Well, the Irish troops, to point out that the mission of all of the people who have served on the mission in Lebanon, Ireland has the highest rate of casualties at 48, despite our neutrality.
Yeah, I know that, but we have basically agreed to do this, and unfortunately, lives have been lost, and we sympathise with that. But hasn't it served as well? And why all of a sudden, as Christmas Menace has pointed out, I wouldn't be au fait with everything that goes on in Brussels, but watching it in the television, there seems to be a big strive that we're going to arm ourselves up, we're going to have an EU army. If you're not in, guys, you're going to
there's,
be nearly left
no
behind.
Of an EU army.
And we need to make
Mike,
sure...
Michael, there's no NATO
we,
army. There won't be an EU army either. There's absolutely no chance.
We hold our neutrality, and we hold what we have.
Orla Ryan, what's the timeline on this? What did the government give us an indication of today in terms of what their intentions are with regard to getting rid of the triple lock?
Well, speaking in Brussels today, Simon Harris said Micheál Martin is going to bring forward legislation in the next couple of months, and that he hopes it can be done in the lifetime of this government. He was quick to point out that it's not a move away from military neutrality in Ireland, but obviously not everybody agrees with that.
Okay, a couple more texts before we go. I grew up on a farm. Over the last 40 years, we've witnessed the destruction of our biodiversity. I've seen so many birds and mammals dwindle the numbers or disappear altogether. I can count at least 5 meadows near me that were poisoned and planted purely to make silage for dairy cows. I weep for the vast losses, says June in Kildare. We're in Europe. We need to defend European principles. Neutrality is a myth, says Joe. And this government is hell-bent on taking away our neutrality. neutrality and sovereignty. Coming from a proud army family, I know the sacrifices army personnel and their family make. We are acknowledged worldwide as peacekeepers and our army can hold its head high. But if our neutrality and sovereignty is chipped away, our soldiers will come home in body bags and we'll be fodder for NATO and the massive powerful armies of the world, says Catherine. That's all we have time for this evening.
Poison would be used for cows. All right, whoever wrote, sent that in.
All right, that's all we have time for this evening.